time for Live and Local. And live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. So kind of you to join us today. At the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts, a very exciting exhibition opening on November 20th, because it's a dual opening, and both curators are here. We have Sylvie Fortin, who's the Bemis Curator in Residence, and Rachel Adams, the Bemis Chief Curator and Director of Programs. Thank you both for stopping in today. I do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Mike.
Rachel, I'm just going to start with you because we've spoken before and kind of setting everything up here. This is a neat concept, a dual show, if you will. Can you give us a basic overview of this and how this came to be?
Sure. Sometimes at Bemis we have multiple galleries, so we can do one big show or we can do many different smaller shows. So when putting together the exhibition schedule, it made sense for Sylvie to do her first show this fall as well. And then we were able to combine that with a show that I've curated that traveled here from Buffalo with the artist Jillian Mayer. So we have the two shows opening simultaneously, and we'll have a celebration next Wednesday. We're really excited. All the artists will be here. We'll do short talks with them in each of their galleries so people can meet them and ask questions and learn more.
That's great. Will the talks be staggered, or do you have to make a choice?
We'll do one first.
Okay, good.
And then we'll walk across and do the other one.
So. Okay, good. So nobody has to choose. Good, because it's like choosing your favorite child.
Exactly. Just,
there's no way to pick that. Sylvie, welcome, by the way, from Montreal. And as Rachel just said, your first show here. Can you tell us how excited you are about curating a show here?
Yeah, super excited. And we had the chance to bring the artist to produce the work in Omaha last summer. So people will see perhaps places and people that they know. So we collaborated with the zoo and the Laboratory for Avian Biology and several individuals in the city. So we feel really excited about the fact that we're able to bring the work that was made here to the audience.
Sure. How long have you been working on this?
I guess for about 11 months, and then intensive research over the summer, and then post-production, and now almost ready to open.
Well, if you can get us a little insight, like a peek behind the scenes.
Yes.
So you mentioned the research and things. Mm-hmm. What are you researching? What were you doing, and how does that impact the decisions you make, and how do you help the artists with this and all that?
Oh, that's excellent questions. Yeah, we start with a quick question, which was, how do humans communicate with birds? And from there, it's, coming to Omaha and meeting people, the project kind of shifted to look at, how do birds and humans interact with the lands, and what is the future for all of us? How do we define a future together for birds, for humans, and, for healthy environments and healthy economies? And so that's how the project developed. And all of this is through conversation and learning what people, scientists and citizens are asking, and then shaping the project accordingly. So it's very exciting.
Oh, that's very exciting. I'll just throw this one out there, and it's a free idea, but you can also look at the past and how it didn't work, because birds came from dinosaurs and they are no more. Rachel, tell us a little bit about your show and what you did to bring this show from Buffalo together.
Sure. The show is Jillian Mayer, the artist's name, and the exhibition is called Timeshare. And Jillian is a Miami-based artist. I met her about 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, when she was doing a different artist residency in New York. And we, were like, we're going to do a show. And it took about 4 years to put together. Jillian's work has sort of evolved a lot over the last few years. She went from being kind of very digital based, doing videos and things on the internet a lot, to then thinking about how technology has affected our lives and the way that we sit and feel and look at things. And then into the fact that she's from Miami, which is a sort of ground zero city for climate change and flooding and all of the things that are happening. So her first the first thing you see when you walk in is a flag that says a sculpture can act as a floating device in time of emergency. So thinking about as the world is changing and as climate change is really, you know, affecting all of us daily, all of the work is kind of thinking about, okay, what would it be like if you can't go outside anymore? How do we create an environment that's still art-focused and friendly to art, as well as plants, as well as your body, mm-hmm. as well as leisure, and things like that. So,
wow, you just inspired me to do an artistic piece that I'll carry with me called Water Wings, just in case. You know?
There you go.
This opening is next Wednesday, November 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. It is a free event, and the artist will be speaking there if you're looking for more information on that. You can always go to bemiscenter.org. I want to thank Rachel Adams, the Bemis Chief Curator and Director of Programs, and Sylvie Fortin, Bemis Curator in Residence. Thank you so much both for coming in. Programming on NPR continues right here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.